Hello, and welcome to episode 145 of Wada Hockey, the podcast where we talk all things Texas hockey and the stories and culture that surround it. We have got a full house, no Durs. I think he's reading with kids or something nothing short of a philanthropist would do. But we are back. There is a lot to catch up on. Huge shout out to Pat and Jason for holding down the fort last week or the week before. Time is irrelevant this late in the season, and we'll get into that and much more later. As always, make sure to go follow us on all of our social media accounts, all at Wada Hockey. And just a huge shout out to our writers at wadahockey.com for continuing to put out content, awesome content for everyone to take a look at, read. Jake, one of our writers, is starting a new series on forgotten playoff Dallas Stars players. The one that he wrote about most recently, Ben Lovejoy, I completely forgot about him, and he's a recent guy that was on the roster in the last like 5 years. So it might bring up some old memories from the last 5 to 10, maybe even 15, 20 years ago. So make sure to head over to wadahockey.com and check out all of those articles, pre and post game analysis, reviews, you name it, we've got it. But we're back with myself, Pat, Jason, and Shannon joining us from an undisclosed location. She is currently remote, but it's been a while since we've had us four on, so we'll just jump right into it before we kind of get into things. We have a goal horn breakdown, top list countdown type of segment coming up. Of course, we're going to talk about some Allen Americans news, some Dallas Stars news. Not so much Texas Stars news because apparently they forgot how to play hockey when Stan Coven went to Dallas. It's a shame. But that being said, Shannon, it's been a while since we've had you on the podcast. How are you? How are things? Have you opened up your skate sharpening shop yet? The world needs to know.
Everything is going really, really well. I did just recently I purchased my own Blade Master, the custom radius. I'm super excited. I just have to clean it up a little bit more and I'll be good to go.
Can you sharpen kitchen knives with it?
I can confirm that you can sharpen your bone on it.
Personal experience.
Yeah. So this time.
Hear about.
Oh no, I almost lost a finger. It's fine. It's still very attached, as you can see.
Oh, hey, wow. That's not nice.
Rude. Rude. Oh,
put that down. That's
let so the record show she just up. Flipped us all off.
You yeah, said
by,
that's
by extension, that's flipped off the entire listening audience.
Yep.
You're all welcome. Some people pay for that. But
it's called keeping up with foreign relations.
Exactly. I'm a diplomat. But no, I mean, I'm super excited about it. I was able to, you know, we scraped a lot of the rust off already, and I just need to order a few things. I need to order, you know, a jig, a couple new diamond tips, and yeah, we're going to rock and roll.
Well, awesome. This means that both of your kids are, it's mandatory that they continue to play hockey, or else what was this all for? Whether exactly. they like it or not, forced interaction mm-hmm. with ice hockey.
Maybe I'll finally get my skate sharpened.
You know I would do that for you.
Man.
I'm free, though. McKinney? I highly recommend it. Keep those edges tight, my guy.
I need to so bad. I feel it on Fridays.
Every Friday, I need to sharpen my skates.
And it never makes it past that. What happens in the locker room stays in the locker
fleeting,
room.
A fleeting thought. A fleeting thought. Well, that's Jason, everybody. You know him. You love him. Jason, you've got a new office set up. Family's growing soon. How's tricks?
Dude, it's great, man. Life is great. We're like 2 months out from adding an addition to this family, and so I got kicked out of my office and had to move to the kitchen, so to speak. And so we made some nice built-in cabinets and a built-in desk over here. So I did not take some of the soundproofing into consideration when doing that, but it's okay, you know. Now you guys have to listen to the dishwasher that we started earlier that I totally didn't think about would be in the background, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. We're having fun.
Well, at least your dishes are clean.
Every time.
Kids these days. You know, it's funny that you brought up clean dishes, and I do have to out myself here before we do get into the mandatory. It's almost like a segment now when we talk about the Conway and Banks bags, but I have a Conway and Banks bag, and I think if I didn't have one, my gear would almost definitely have mold in it. I'm just the absolute worst about skating late at night and then coming home and quite literally either leaving it in the trunk of my car or just throwing it in the garage and not even separating everything. But my gear has been moist as of late. I'll just say that. In my defense, I have taken it out and I have spread it out on a covered patio, but it's just been so gosh darn humid lately that even when you do that, it makes not a lick of difference when you put it back in the bag. But that being said, if it wasn't for my Conway and Banks bag, I'm sure my elbows would be rotting off with mold, flesh eating bacteria.
Absolutely.
So that being said, Jason, take it away.
Well, I know you guys are definitely looking to replace that old moldy hockey bag that you guys got, you know, with the one with the busted zipper on it. If you're looking to do that, you guys go check out conwaybanks.com. They make those premium quality bags that are just absolutely built to last. They're just built different. You know what I mean? They include the removable organizers that keep all your stuff nice and tidy. And they keep everything dry with those waterproof materials and those giant vents on the side. My personal favorite feature is that built-in foot mat that keeps my feet dry from those nasty wet locker rooms. And they come in 5 different sizes and like 5 different colors. So there's a color combination style that you're going to love. So get 10% off by using code WHATAHOCKEY10 and get your gear to the rink in...
Shannon?
I would just like to note that when we record these, we all have our cameras going, and Shannon quite literally turned her camera off the moment we did the style bit. Like,
I still did it. Right.
You did it. You did it. You're
do you hate Percy?
Yes, I do. I have a personal vendetta against Percy from Conway and Banks.
A Percy, a personal vendetta.
Percy, no. Sorry, Percy. I'm sure you're a wonderful human.
Yes, you are. You make great hockey bags. The bit lives on forever. Before I jump into the hoopla that is life lately, Grizzly Energy is a proud sponsor of Water Hockey and offering 10% off your entire order at grizzlysupplements.com. Crack open a cold strawberry kiwi or orange mango and go nuts. Their taglines go wild, but
Jason and I have the same.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
I feel like it's the same.
Or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Time is irrelevant, as you say.
Time is irrelevant. But if you use code WATAHOCKEY, you get 10% off your entire order, or you can go to your local DFW Murphy or QT locations and get a strawberry kiwi or orange mango grizzly there. Also introducing Baron Beaver Craft Sodas, now available at QT as well. You got to tell them the root beer. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm not the biggest soda guy, or definitely not as big as I used to be, but I do love a good root beer, a beer that comes from the root of, what is it, ginger? I think that's where it is, right?
No, that would be ginger ale.
It's ambivalent beer. Root.
Yeah, the ambivalent root known as root beer. Their root beer is fantastic. Honestly, give it a try. Ale of root. The ale of root. Yeah, I'm not the ginger ale I can do, but what is it? What's the other one that they make mules out of? Like ginger beer. They have a ginger beer. I can't do ginger beer. It's yuck yuck. But get it now at your local QT here in DFW. I will loop in the chitter chatter about the Americans with what's been going on. I was very fortunate to be a part of something here in my first season in the pro hockey world, getting to see a jersey retirement. Chad Costello, who we've had on the show before, he finally was honored by having his jersey number retired, the number 13. Quite possibly could go down as the greatest ECHL player of all time. So they had an alumni game on Saturday before the jersey retirement ceremony, where him, Aaron Jens, Jack Combs, just a couple of other past guests that we've had on that are Americans alumni. Jens, as some may know, is the assistant coach for the All-Americans. We're all involved in. So it was a very cool environment, getting to meet and talk to some of the old Americans players. Both of the Ludwig sons were there that played for the Texas Tornado and Allen Americans back in the CHL championship days were there. So very cool experience. It's a little bit of a rough go as it stands. The Americans are 4 points out of a playoff spot. Just flew out to Rapid City up to South Dakota to play a 3-game set against the Rapid City Rush. So thankfully, Rapid City is at the bottom of the standings. It's them and Wichita, but we only play Wichita once more this season, I believe. So hopefully getting some playoff ground made up this week. We are trailing Utah by those 4 points, but Utah has a very difficult schedule up ahead. But yeah, other than that, just playing a bunch of hockey. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully get some of these guys on the podcast that I've been able to develop some friendships with and get some cool interview experiences out of that. But outside of that, my life is pretty hectic because it's all hockey all the time. I started a new show. I think it's called Three Body Problem. It's on Netflix.
I want to see that.
How is that?
It's so I'm an two episodes in, almost two and a half. It's a very interesting premise. I will have to do a little bit deeper of a dive to give you guys a full analysis, but it's got a decent
cast. It's with some of the same people that did Game of Thrones, right? Some of the same actors?
Yeah, there's one actor that I recognize. I'm not a Game of Thrones person, but there was it's a portly fella. I can't remember his
name. Sam.
Is yeah, that one, Sam.
Sam Tully.
Yeah, he's in it. Also the guy from Doctor Strange, his not his assistant, but the other guy that does the circles in it. I think it's Wong or something like that. Anybody? Bueller?
Dude.
Wong?
Man.
Yes. Yeah.
You're barking up the wrong tree on that one, man.
Yeah. I'm a, you know, as for someone who's a big Marvel guy, I feel terrible. I think it is Wong or Wang.
No.
It's one of those.
That was.
But he's in it. There are a couple of other actors where it's one of those things where you're like, when you see the actor, you're like, oh, you're that guy from that thing, but you'll never in your entire life know their name. So
give me a thousand chances. Kind of I'm not going to give it.
Yeah, kind of an ominous show, ominous undertones. So we'll see how that goes. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I rewatched Shoresy for like the fifth time all the way through because why not? I felt like I wasn't chirping to the best of my abilities. So I just needed to get a little inspiration. And what do you know? I make people cry.
Give your chirps a tug there, bud.
Yeah, I needed to give my chirps a little bit of a tug. And now we're back on the good foot doing the bad thing. So that's really my life revolves around this sport. And if I sound a little bit tired, that's because I am. I legitimately got home from work at 5 and took like an hour and a half nap, which is that good nice. For me. It was desperately needed, so hopefully I can get to sleep tonight. TBD.
Or CBD.
We on this podcast do not condone the use of illegal substances.
CBD is right. Fully legal.
CBD.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Come on, Dad.
We're not talking about the same CBD. We're not talking about the stuff you can buy at stores. That being said, there is a ton of stuff to catch up on. The Stars, Dallas, not Texas, are on a tear. As of late, they are playing some of their best hockey. Maybe not the whole team, and maybe this is something we can kind of dive into a little bit if you guys didn't dive into it on the last recording. But we are 8-2 in our last 10. Jamie Benn has been Art Ross like lately, even if it was just 87 points when he won.
Fink, have to interrupt you.
Okay.
We have to check on Patrick.
Oh my God. Hey, Pat. Hey, Pat, what's going on, man?
I was fully anticipating that would be something that would be seen later. not currently.
Can you tell how into like my mental I am right now? Pat, how are you, man? I'm sorry.
I'm doing okay. I have a show recommendation for everybody.
Yes, please.
In the same vein. Okay. Shogun.
Oh, I started that. Yeah.
On Hulu,
it's so good.
I need to check it out.
So good.
I've been told.
I think we have two more episodes to watch that are currently out. But watched all the first four on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You can't watch the English dub. They speak in English and Japanese. Mm-hmm. But I think you just got to read the subtitles for the effect.
Agreed.
But like it's fantastically done. Effect.
Wait, can we collectively agree that we've all gotten to the point in life where we just have subtitles on all the time anyway?
All the time.
The only thing
without the subtitles.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't keep subtitles on is live sports because it blocks half the screen.
Right. That's
very annoying. But any show, subtitles.
That's exactly what I was like. I'm watching. I've got Edmonton and Winnipeg on in the background because obviously there's implications on if Edmonton can beat Winnipeg here. But yeah, you can't do it in live sports too. It is kind of comical though when you have closed captions on in live sports because specifically hockey and soccer because they butcher the spelling or whatever pronunciation of the names so badly that it becomes just laughable.
The closed caption people are struggling.
I mean, I give them all the credit. They've got to be just going bananas. Their hands have to be so sore after a hockey game. Like, it's just got to be unreal. Especially when you have Razor, you know, doing play-by-play, and he's just throwing out words that people have to go, I don't even know if that's English.
How do we spell that?
How do you spell spinorama?
Yeah. He said Kazakhstanian and then Scorpion back to back.
How many eyes? Fink,
I do have exciting news for you in particular.
Hit me with it.
You will be the first person to see my, outside of Steve, obviously. You will be the first person in our circle to see my fully completed sleeve the day we go to Sleep Token.
Well, yes, thanks
remind
for
me,
the invite.
Remind me the date.
May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh my God, what a glorious day that will be.
Oh, for Star Wars Day.
I wonder if Target's still selling Star Wars shirts. I might have to buy one for the concert.
You know,
or Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. There is that. Amazon
Shannon,
does have all the
things. I got two tickets if you're trying to buy lawn seats.
Oh boy, me? I will let you know.
Right up your alley musically, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited about that concert. It's going to be the first concert that I've been to in a long time. But I'm glad you're doing well, Pat. And I'm sorry that I forgot about you. I don't know if I can ever forget
you. You're not the first and you won't be the last.
Well, that just hurts even more. but yeah, so the Stars, 8-2 in their last 10. Jamie Benn is on a tear as of late, scoring in four consecutive games. Two most recently, I believe, against Arizona. We just own Arizona. Actually, you know what? I'm really just kind of going all over the place right now. Can we talk about the home game against Arizona in which the Stars admin posted a, you know, the Stars admin always posts when we beat a team, they have these clever pictures that they make up, you know, whether it be, you know, if they're playing against Vegas, they have like a slot machine with all Stars logos, things of that sort. So if you haven't seen it yet, you can go back on Twitter, but it is now hidden because it's quote unquote sensitive content. But the long and short of it is basically it's a roadkill, and it shows the Dallas Stars logo with a truck driving off the road in the background. I think what most people commented on was that it looked like a fox and not a coyote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a red fox.
That's fine. Okay, they got that part wrong, whatever. But the backlash, not just from the Arizona Coyotes organization, but the public in general, was just, listen, I get it. We live in a completely different society than we used to, where people get offended at the smallest things, but this was blown so wildly out of proportion, in my opinion. Now, shocker. I will give credit where credit is due. The Coyotes admin and the Stars admin did go back and forth. The Coyotes clapped back with a constellation of an L in the sky, basically, you know, suggesting that the Stars admin had taken an L because their picture was quote unquote offensive. And then the Stars admin said, well, you guys would be used to the letter L since you take so many. But then I think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the Coyotes admin kind of shut the door on the whole matter when they posted job listings in DFW, including like a Chick-fil-A drive-through attendant.
I think there was a McDonald's one on there too or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Basically saying, hey, you need to look for a new job. But I don't believe there was any clapback after that. And then subsequently, when the Stars defeated the Coyotes in Arizona, or shall I say Arizona State's arena, there was no game-winning picture after the game. So I don't know if we'll see those again. Or if we do, they're going to have sunshine and roses. And, hey, you did a really good job, even though you guys lost.
I wish they would go in the opposite, just full, like,
unhinged,
dismissive, like over the top, petty and nice in a condescending way,
like isn't that special kind of way.
Just post the "you tried" star meme over and over again.
I'm all for that. Maybe we'll do that on our own.
Start our own thing. But
yeah, we'll do our own thing. But yeah, so Jamie Benn has been on a tear back to the Stars on ice. So what I was going to bring up earlier, I had mentioned how this team is seemingly firing on all cylinders. You know, you've got two lines that could arguably be a top line with any other team. Not just the first line, but the second line. You know, people are having off nights, but their line mates pick them up. I think the one thing that everybody is, and I don't want to say there's an overreaction about it, but the one glaring issue aside from, you know, the occasional breakdown on defense, which Tanev has quite literally single-handedly transformed the way this team plays defensively, is the play of Jake Oettinger. So that's kind of my biggest question right now, and I don't know how you guys feel about it because I don't know if it's a concern. Now, we are recording this on Tuesday night. The Stars do not play until 9:30 here in about 15 minutes Central Standard Time, because why not? The Stars play in California again to wind down the season. But Scott Wedgwood is in net tonight against Mackenzie Blackwood, ironically.
It's his first game back since he had his baby girl.
Yeah, Wedgwood's dad incoming. Now. Yeah,
he's got dad strength.
But it's going to be Wood versus Wood, so we'll see whose Wood is stronger. But yeah, I'm genuinely curious to see, one, how much Jake Oettinger is going to play here for the remainder of the season. You know, obviously he is your starting goalie, so he's going to get, you know, probably every two or three starts before a night off, depending on how the schedule plays out. But also, you know, is he just having an off year? Or what could be the issue with Jake Oettinger? I leave that to the voices to discuss.
I feel, you know, he had that injury and that surgery over the summer on his ankle, so I'm sure he's still rehabbing that, and I'm sure that's in his head a lot. And then he's in his sophomore year of being a starter goalie, so it's a lot. My personal feelings is we're not gonna win a cup without him. Period. Wedge is great. Matt Murray plays in the A, comes up. He does what he does when he's here. But without him, we cannot win a cup.
100% agree. 100% agree. He is a major reason why we are in the position that we're in.
Yeah, I think he gets a lot of hate online because he's set such a high bar for himself. But I think we saw in that game on, what was that, Sunday against the Coyotes, that paddle save he made looked so casual.
Yeah.
But just absolute larceny, to steal Razor's words.
Yeah.
You know, he says he's still one of the world's best goalies, and I wholeheartedly believe that. I do think he is top notch. He's just stuck in his head a little bit. At least that's what it seems.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is a majority of the goals still are him being hung out to dry by the defense. Yep. But it's not as much of a majority as it has been previously, which I think is why it's so glaring. There are there have been quite a lot of saves that he could have made that he didn't, but he is seemingly starting to get his groove back. Otter got his groove back.
Go on, Stella. You know, I agree with you. I think for me personally, and it's hard to say because, you know, when you get into the playoffs, which let's be honest, whether it's first, second, or third seed, the Stars have put themselves in a position that they are, I hate to use the word guaranteed in this because, you know, nothing's guaranteed, but they have nothing short of guaranteed themselves a playoff spot. And those are 7-game series. So, you know, we've seen Otter go off on tangents where he has 3 great games, 4 great games, and then just
you only need 4 at a time.
That's true, but he completely craps the bed in that 3rd or 4th game. I think what scares me is the last time that I got to see Otter live was against the New Jersey Devils when he was pulled early and looked just pedestrian. He looked absolutely pedestrian. So I guess that's just my main concern. You know, when we get into the playoffs, by the way, the Jets just tied it up after being down 3-1. Thanks, Connor McDavid, for nothing. I think
trash organization.
Trash. I think that's where my concern really sets in, is mentally, where is he at going into the playoffs? Now, the playoffs are a different beast, and everybody's going to turn it up a notch when you get into the playoffs as day one. So there is a very good chance that we're not seeing Otter letting off the gas, but maybe just not pushing full throttle like he will in the playoffs. So we all saw what he did in that Calgary series that we ended up losing. But without him, that series doesn't go to 7 games. And, you know, we don't talk about him having arguably one of the strongest playoff performances in net in the last 25, 30 years. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. I think that he's got a lot left in the tank, so it's kind of a matter of wait and see. But yeah, it is a very, very tight playoff race at the top. I think this is one of the most fun seasons in recent memory.
This is wild.
I mean, so many teams are in the running for the President's Cup. So many teams. I mean, you go look at the top, what is it? I think 12 teams. And from 1 to 12, it's like a less than a 5 or 6 point separation, somewhere along those lines. I mean, you have so many teams at 98 points, 98 points, 97, 96. It's just, I know I complain a lot about the salary cap, and I think I echo a lot of people's complaints, but you look at how evenly distributed the talent is in this league right now. This is one of the most fun seasons. Now, I say that our team being one of the top 4 teams in the, or top 5 teams in the NHL. I'm sure if I, you know, we're a Blackhawks fan.
I was going to say we could be a Blackhawks fan right now.
Yeah, or a Ducks fan and being like, well, this is ridiculous. They all have it at the top, blah, blah, blah. But genuinely looking at it from a full hockey fan perspective, as opposed to a single team, these playoffs could be some of the most fun playoffs we have seen in a long time. And we've been very fortunate as Stars fans to have seen a lot of fun playoff series. So it's just the Central, in my opinion, and I'll put this to you guys, they seem like the strongest division in hockey right now. I mean, you look at the Jets, who are what, 3-4 points behind the Stars. The Stars are tied with the Avs. The Avs got exponentially better at the trade deadline. And even though Vegas is battling for a wild card spot and continuing to circumvent the cap, which Tomáš Hertl, guess who went on LTIR? Surprise, surprise.
He was already on LTIR when they traded for him, wasn't he?
He was, but I think they had not put him on officially yet until about 2 days ago. So now I think they have legitimately like $19 million in cap space right now, which is just ridiculous. Like, there's got to be something talked about in the meetings.
I think in cap, that's the justification everybody uses. They're like, oh, the owners voted on it. They don't care. And it's like, one, I highly doubt that's the case. Because not every owner is looking to circumvent the cap in such an egregious manner. But, yeah, I think when I last looked at Cap Friendly, their projected playoff salary total is like $98 million. For reference, the cap is $83.5 million, just for everybody listening.
It's wild. We could go on a tangent about Vegas and...
Yeah.
How ridiculously annoying they are and how their fans haven't really ever suffered maybe one not great season, but the Avalanche, they have just been on a tear. Nathan MacKinnon is on like a 35 or 36 game streak of scoring points at home. He's been playing on a completely different level, truly an MVP season, when you can argue that there are probably three or four guys that are worthy of the MVP in the league right now. Obviously, Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, you know, the usual suspects. But I don't, you know, it's going to come down to goaltending again, in my opinion, in the Central. But the Central division is by far the toughest division in hockey right now. I mean, it says a lot. And not to bring up other podcasts, but listen, Spit and Chicklets, let's be honest, has set the bar. They are the most popular hockey podcast in the world. They have been for quite some time. But they're finally talking about the Stars on a regular basis. And to me,
that's how you know it's real.
Honestly, like, for a team like the Stars, who are in one of the southernmost states in the U.S., to finally start getting some attention, and not just for the obvious reasons of Duchesne having a great season or Pavelski, you know, being an ageless wonder, but now they're talking about guys like Stankoven, mm-hmm. which, and Johnston, you know, these are guys that we've talked about how Hintz and Ottinger and Robo are your quote-unquote cornerstones of your organization moving forward. But then you look, it's like, we've got a lot of guys on this team that if you place them on another team that are instant cornerstones for other organizations.
They're a top-line guy, no matter easy. What.
And Johnston has been playing, I mean, it on just blows my mind. Yeah.
Quote-unquote third line.
It's unbelievable how talented this team is on the forward portion from top to bottom. And we still have guys, not to discredit them, but we still have guys like, you know, Sam Steele and Craig, you know, playing there on the bottom line with Foxa. And those are, I don't want to say interchangeable, but, you know, at a certain point, you got to think, do they even think about bringing Bjork up? You know, if one of these guys, heaven forbid, gets hurt. And Bjork goes off because he sees what his old teammate and Stankoven's doing and goes, well, you know, if he can do that, I've got the same skill set as him and I'm a little bit bigger. Like, why can't I do the exact same thing that he's done?
Yeah.
So I am very interested to see the black aces that come up for the Dallas Stars. You got to think that Maverick Bjork is going to be one of them. So
Ian Bichelle should be one also.
Yeah, well, that one's tough because I don't know where. I think the last I saw his team was doing okay over in Sweden, which means that, you know, he's still going to be playing over there. But you got to think that he will be done by the time the playoffs come around for the NHL.
Yeah, it's more, and it's not even necessarily that he's going to play, because I don't think he will, especially with Yanni, as fingers crossed, the odd man out for now, because Nils and Suter has been a sufficiently adequate line, if not a good line. But if not to get playing time, just to be around the organizational culture of this is how we win, this is how we take the game seriously, you got to get used to this shit, because this is how it's going to be. We do things differently here than we do in Sweden, or we even do in Cedar Park. Like, there's a certain expectation of you. Get used to it, because you're going to be here sooner than later.
Yeah.
And we could absolutely use a guy like him, especially if you are able to re-sign Tanev in the offseason. And Nils, I believe, is on the last year of his contract, which is a very affordable one as of right now, because we did trade the first and second round pick for him while he was on his entry level. So I believe it's like an $895,000 or $865,000 contract, which is wildly affordable. And, you know, huge shout out to Nils Lundqvist, by the way, because he comes in on that first game after Hawk and Paul going down, gets the second star of the game, and plays absolutely lights out. Like, if that's not a I want to be a part of this team more than anything type of performance, I don't know what is. He played absolutely fantastic. The only reason he didn't finish the game is because he had a shot ramp up and basically take his face out, which thankfully he just needed a few stitches for, and that was that. So I think Bischel will be served best by having Tanev back and learning from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want Bischel to be a Miro Heiskanen. I don't want him to be, not to bring him up from the past, but like a John Klingberg. I want him to be a shutdown defensive defender. I don't need him taking shots. I don't necessarily want him taking shots. If he wants to fire it in off a blue line, so be it. But I would rather it be for deflection or for a rebound off the goalie with a guy already in the crease kind of thing, or right there at the point. So, I mean, we're in a really good spot for this team to continue to flourish after this season. I know a lot of people at the trade deadline were, you know, on the fence about we could have done more. But I think where we are, obviously Jim Neal, he says it all the time, I like where this team's at. For the first time in a long time, I have to completely agree with him. So, but yeah, the Central is just an absolute top heavy, just juggernaut of a division. And I hate to even bring him up because you guys know how much I hate this franchise. But Nashville, oh my God, what are they, like 15-0-2 in their last 17?
Yes.
Like, you look at them, I don't want to play them right now.
And they were down 4-2 to Vegas, and they just tied it up. It's 4-4 with 4 minutes left in the third.
Speaking of comeback victories when we really didn't need to see it, hey, Penguins, thanks for shitting the bed against Colorado after having a 4-goal lead.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, man. Joe, come on.
I mean,
what are we doing here?
Like, we cannot buy a win for these other teams that are playing our division rivals. It's
the Avs have won 9 in a row, dude. It's ridiculous.
Like, it's, yeah, it really is. And what sucks the most is I don't want to say desperately need, but we really need whoever plays the Avs in the first round to either eliminate them or really beat them up and make them a lot easier to play in the second round. Because I'll be honest, we haven't beat the Avs this season. They are this team's Achilles heel as it stands right now. Thank God we don't play them again before the playoffs start.
Hmm.
Do we play them one more time?
I will be there.
Well, then, my God, I hope we win
that one. In Colorado. Look for me on TV. My buddy apparently got really good seats. I'm going to wear the blackout so it stands out. Keep an eye out.
Perfect. Can't wait.
What's the date on that? What are we talking?
April 7th.
Got it.
In Colorado.
Noted. I will say this. Great arena. Great area. Love that the ball sack is just outside of downtown where you can walk around. It's a fantastic place. But yeah, I'm watching this game right now with Edmonton and Winnipeg, and yeah, Winnipeg, you know, comes back and ties it here with 9 minutes left in the third. There's 4.5 minutes now left in this game, so we'll see the outcome of this one. But these teams that are playing against the division rivals for us, come on, do us a favor, at least this one time. That being said, we have been talking about this topic today. Something a little bit different, a little bit off the cuff, if you will. Whenever a team scores a goal, Patrick's dog is making a guest appearance on the camera right now.
They have busted in here twice. You'll hear it on the recording. I don't know what their deal is, but they have insisted on being in here when they've literally never been in here.
Stop, dude.
I thought you were pointing at Stevie earlier. I was like, why are you telling Stevie to get out?
Get out.
No, I'm trying to get them out, but
she's being right ridiculous. There. Honestly, these are the times that I wish we did more video. Because this is
content, yeah,
peak content.
And because she's a pit bull mix, if I pet her and then stop, she paws at me every single time.
That's okay. Pippi likes to do the same, but with her face. She basically just like keeps pushing her face against your hand or your body until you you recognize her existence again.
Me.
But yeah, so every time this is fantastic. God, I wish you could see this. Every time a team scores a goal, they have a horn. And it's been a topic of conversation for a couple of other outlets. So we figured, why not us? Why not give it a shot and go over the top three best and top three worst goal horns in the NHL. Now, we have chosen to be diplomatic about this, and we have removed the Dallas Stars from contention because they're the best. There's no doubt about
obviously.
That.
We all didn't want to have the same number one is what.
Yeah, we would have all had the same number one. But I think the way that we devise this is we've got a top three best and a top three worst. So I will give you the best first, starting with number three. Patrick, if you want to have it teed up. The first one is an Eastern Conference team up in the state of Massachusetts. It is a very classic goal horn. It is the Boston Bruins goal horn, which is, to me, very classy.
Get there.
We'll get there. We'll listen.
Hang up and listen.
Yes.
There's a song in here too.
To me, it's just got a classic ring. The song is good. You don't need to know the words because there are no words. It's just the letter O. I think it's got a certain je ne sais quoi to it that really just screams hockey.
Burncraft 400, you cannot go wrong with.
Can't go wrong. Now, number two, I think this might surprise you. And for me, it is a bit of a both the goal horn and the song, because I am a 90s kid. So anything 90s grunge rock, I'm going to love. And it is a new team. It's the Seattle Kraken. There's just something about, I don't know, the goal horn. It's a little new age. And then you throw Nirvana in there.
I mean, like, tying Nirvana in Seattle, they go together like
hand in hand, like lamb and tuna fish. Yeah.
Lamb and tuna fish. That was the first example that I thought of for sure.
Perhaps you like spaghetti meatball. But yeah, I think it just, there's something about that goal horn. It's different than a lot of goal horns out there. Now, number one, it is a bit of a rival, and we did talk about them earlier, playing Jake Oettinger to seven games, ultimately getting the win. For me, it's not so much about the song. It's more about the horn, because to me, it sounds like the loudest horn in the NHL. It's the Calgary Flames.
Give me just a second here. I got to scroll through my video.
It's okay. For me, it's
fantastic.
It's the horn.
All right, let's get the horn in here. I mean, that's pretty solid.
And it just seems like it'd be so obnoxiously loud, but you're in the moment. Why do you care?
The louder the better, in my opinion.
Now, I will say I was basing these bottom three off of strictly goal horns and not goal songs. So I will say Nashville is not in the bottom three, but if it were based on goal songs, Nashville would be number one. Because Tim McGraw's I Like It, I Love It is an atrocity when it comes to goal songs, in my opinion. Which is ironic because, Pat, I'm looking at you pull up this video and they have them ranked number one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke. These have to be Nashville.
Tim McGraw doesn't fans. Get you hyped up?
Not even in the slightest. For me, number three... And you'll hear a difference in the tone of goal horns. They're playing the Jets right now. It's the Edmonton Oilers. Just for me, listen to this goal horn and tell me if this just doesn't sound off to you.
Traffic jam.
It just doesn't sound celebratory.
The song really compounds it too. Because the song is, if somebody asked me, find me a generic European techno song from 1997, I would play just that.
That's definitely it.
Yeah. It's just not good. And for a team like the Edmonton Oilers with so much history, you would think that they would have something worth even a lick. Like, but that's just
it's bad all around.
Bad all around. Now, ironically, and I actually put this list together before I turned this game on, the second worst goal horn opinion is the Winnipeg Jets. And again, it's the horn. The horn just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't work.
The transition into the air raid is not great, and
no,
it's very whelming.
It
doesn't get me hyped up.
Like that's the kind of alarm you put on your phone that you say, I don't mind if I have to sleep in a little bit longer through my alarm. Like that's really not going to get me going that much. Like, you know, it's one of those where you just kind of you know, oh, well, okay, I guess it's time to get up. Not, oh, shit, I've got to go. And so last but certainly not least, another Canadian team. I didn't even realize this when I was putting the list together until now. They're another top team, but their horn is just off key, and it's the Vancouver Canucks.
I'm glad you said this. This was going to be my pick also.
It says in the description, too many horns. And I'm sorry, but that goal song, are you kidding me? I mean,
little bonus nothing, garbage Oilers there.
Nothing about that celebration is good.
No. No, it really isn't.
No. The horn is off tone. The song is, listen, that's a great song, but in no way, shape, or form is that a great song after scoring a goal. Patrick, no. Do you just want to play the Stars real quick so everyone can just hear the best one? I mean, come on.
There's the Predator. Yeah, I don't know what their ranking is for the song. That song is a 7 out of 10 at best. The horn is fantastic.
Yeah, the horn's good.
The horn itself is awesome.
But yeah, that song, I mean, Shannon did have to gracefully exit early, but she did want to give us her opinion. She Irish could bite us.
What's her bottom?
She said the worst one. So she agreed with the Oilers being in the worst. She also put Tampa twice.
Okay.
Yes, twice.
She said, twice because I hate it. Sounds just like Boston.
Okay. All right.
Still going.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit.
That's generic.
It doesn't fit.
That's a generic hockey goal song.
It doesn't fit.
Only way to describe it is generic.
Well, the Jets did end up losing the game, but they did get a point against the Oilers. Thanks for nothing, Edmonton. You still allowed them to get a point. But yeah, so her best.
Let's save for best.
This kind of speaks for them because, you know, she said the Sens, it's the song horn combo, the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, the Blackhawks, like that's it. If you already know it before we even play it, that says a lot about them. But this one's surprising. She said the Arizona Coyotes. Okay.
All right. Yep. This is top one for me. I also put it down as my top.
Okay, in terms of
I like it.
Being on theme and on brand with your team, that's a 10 out of 10. I agree.
Right. Quite literally.
The horn I'm not super enthused about. It's very middle of the road for me. But the song and the howling, and this video says the crowd participation is howling as well. That's super cool.
I could see myself getting whenever people say Stars, whenever they're singing the national anthem.
Yeah. Yeah. And
looks like Nashville won again, by the way.
Wow. Honestly, I kind of want the karma of Vegas missing. Like, that would be choice. For me,
so choice.
But
10 out of 10 would recommend that happening.
I don't know that I see it happening. We're going to need St. Louis to win some games.
Yeah, heaven forbid.
Which I'd...
Ugh. But I think all in all, gentlemen, I think that was a solid... I think we did some solid work here.
Jason, if you had to pick one goal song, just any to play that we haven't played yet, whose do you want to hear?
I will go through my list really quick because I think it's worth noting. I think we already touched on it. Florida's bottom three. Tampa. Toronto sucks ass. Bottom two.
Toronto is very whelming. Let me play that one real quick. Uh-huh. It's not great. We haven't played that one yet.
Well, for being such a classic team.
What is
song's
this?
Terrible? Song's terrible.
No, I love the song, but like,
it's a great song. But what? It's a great song.
But again, it's like Vancouver.
It's so bad.
Nothing about those songs get me hyped up in a hockey sense.
Not at all.
Right. Makes it an any more than anything.
Yeah.
And then absolute worst is Colorado.
I'm actually interested. Pat, can you play that one? Because it's not ringing a bell off the top of my head. No pun intended. Okay, we get it.
It's too much, right?
That doesn't really do
anything. I don't know about that one.
For me.
Doesn't move the needle whatsoever. All right, get to the top. Buffalo. Buffalo's is decent, dude. I don't know if you've checked it out yet.
Buffalo's horn or goal? Yes,
both.
Or song?
Both.
Combo, okay.
Yeah. Solid horn.
I dig that horn, yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Buffalo doesn't do the song. It's like they said, player song.
Okay, Eminem is a choice.
Oh. No,
I don't hate it.
Right.
No, I think what Jason was saying, it's much like Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's like
walk-up music. They have
player songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of like it, but at the same time, I don't, because unless you are a legitimate diehard Sabres fan, Are you gonna like memorize every single guy's song and then
where it starts
and the chants?
I do though. Like I do that shit for the Rangers. Like I will memorize. Like when I was hardcore, like going to games all the time, I knew everybody's walk up song.
I think it's a lot easier when there's only it's easier when it's eight or nine guys.
Yeah, yeah, not
you know what I mean.
You've got like eight or nine guys that are primarily scoring on a hockey team, anyways.
I guess, yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's different because also in baseball, you know when they're coming, so it's kind of like your mind knows because it's like, oh, well, Michael Young's up next. I know his song before it happens.
Yeah,
in hockey, it's so quick and bang bang. You're like, oh shit, who just scored? Eminem. I'm singing Eminem now, and. Yeah. It's like by the time you've caught on and your brain realizes, okay, Eminem's playing, I'm about to get hyped, it's already done.
But I also feel like that's a good way to like build the connection between the players and the fans. Like, oh man, I love that.
I don't disagree whatsoever.
It's a big Beastie Boys guy.
It's a good fan appreciation bit that they have going. I will say that. From a national recognition bit, not great, but
fair.
Not great, Bob.
Like a branding thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, I agree.
Definitely the marketing department needs to have a talk to them. Like, hey, guys, we're going to remove the pen from the board on this branding song. Like, we're going to need to come up with one song.
Yeah.
Because I can't have the equivalent to Chuck Morgan up there, like, constantly having to dig for stuff.
Yep.
So, okay, last two. Carolina. I said what I said. The Hurricanes are solid.
Their horn. Find it.
I don't like.
They were towards the. I think they were towards the front of that video. They were I'm pointing to the screen as if you can see it, but
they're here somewhere. Hang on.
It's right there.
There we go. All right.
I love the description.
Yeah, it sounds like a dying
whale. Sounds like a dying whale.
I'm a fan of it.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I have sense.
I appreciate the regional call out. That's fair. Yeah,
I wish the Blues would do something with like Nelly or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that. Okay.
Everybody gets band-aids underneath their eyes. And then Shannon Silmatop, it's the Yotes. Like okay. If we're going.
We played that one. I think we've already covered who my...
Did we talk about Ottawa, though? Did we? I know Shannon mentioned it, but Ottawa is very good. They are honorable mention for me. After I found out that Carolina had PD Pablo, I removed Ottawa and put Carolina in that.
That's fair. All right, let's hear Ottawa, and then I think we can... I don't have anything else to add. From my perspective.
Nice horn. My ears are literally ringing.
Okay, that's a long one.
Long two?
Yeah, love Blur.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. That's good.
I'm not mad at that. Not mad at that combo.
Participation wise, good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's all I got.
But yeah,
that's
I think
all
we
I got
did,
to say on the matter.
I think we did. I think we did this list a good service. But we all know who sits atop of the rankings for everybody. I love their description for song 10 out of 10. How many famous rock bands have wrote songs for your hockey brand? That's what I thought.
That alone needs to be like the reason it was.
It's such a unique, like, team specific history tidbit, and then when you add their involvement into the Stanley Cup, like with the Courier and all that good stuff, mm-hmm. like it just it's so unique to the Stars in particular.
Yep,
unique New York,
unique New York, New unique New York. I do want to just say this before we go. It's been the Central Division is insane. Or just the Western Division, because not only did Vegas like lose to Nashville, but of course it was in OT. So Vegas does get a point. Nashville gets two. Jets lost, but they get a point.
Let's go
Montreal. Canadians are up 2-1 in this game against the Avalanche. But, on behalf of Shannon, make good choices.
Stay moist.
Stay sassy, and I got to remember.
I'll see you now, or
if I didn't
see, or
if I didn't see you this time, I'll see you next time. Something like that.
See you at another time. One of those.
It's from I Love You, Man, which I just watched recently. I need to remember that. Durs, I'm sorry.
It's okay. He just needs to come back. We'll go with that. And don't, for any reason, even if we blew the car speakers out of your stereo, forget your Kermit tattoos. Probably should have warned people before.
Oh, yeah, probably.